there, listeners. Lisa, or the Bad Movie Bunny here, and this is part two of three special episodes that focus on Junesploitation. What is Junesploitation, you ask? I gave a breakdown of the event in my last episode, part one, and I encourage you to check it out, but I'll sum it up here. A blog and podcast called F This Movie, which can be found at fthismovie.com or at fthismovie on Twitter, which was how I initially found it, holds an online event in June where each day is specific to a genre or theme, be it kung fu, sci-fi, or even a day dedicated to an actor or director. This time around, I revisited a few old favorites and discovered a few new-to-me genres, gems, themes. I had a lot of fun. Let's get into it. Day 11's theme was Vigilantes, and I chose the Boondock Saints. What is there to say about an action classic? I first saw this in college at a friend's dormitory, bought the DVD years later, and I still have it. It's ready to be whipped out for an event like this one, or any party. Fraternal twin brothers are just enjoying a well-earned, after-work pint at their favorite bar on St. Patrick's Day, only to find themselves cleaning up their Boston neighborhood amidst a cast of quirky, badly gun-toting friends, an agent with a taste for classical music and leaning a little towards their side, a bumbling, loudmouthed cop, and one-liners such as, "Make like a tree and get the fuck out of here." This holds up as one of my favorite movies of all time. Day 12's theme was sci-fi, and I chose Logan's Run. I've known about the premise of this movie for years. In an enclosed utopia, which looks suspiciously like an overly sterile conference center and airport shopping plaza, people go about seemingly hedonistic perfect lives until they turn 30, and at which point they die. Now, I'd never seen the movie, and needless to say, there's a little more to it. This utopia hides a dark secret. To control over population, a result of hedonism, no doubt, residents of this airport mall are raised and led to believe that once they turn 30, they'll be placed into a giant carousel within an auditorium to be, quote-unquote, reincarnated into another and another life cycle of whatever base need you want until the next time. The reality is that these people are just killed while a crowd watches and cheers. There are those that rebel and try to escape this, only to be thwarted by special police who kill them off. Such a cop and a member of an underground rebellion manage to escape, wander the world outside, and find an old man. This turns out to be a marvel for all, and there is much questioning and thinking to be had. I was impressed. It was smart, subversive, and had great performances. Day 13's theme was 80s comedy, and I chose Running Scared. Holy hell! My first thought was to ask myself, is Dan Hayata every harried, overworked, and underpaid police captain in every cop comedy? He just struck me as such. Some actors have a typecast, and I wonder if Dan Hayata could be a Junesploitation theme in and of itself. Running Scared is a screwball comedy starring Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines as, well, bumbling cops who botch investigations, take a suspect to an aunt's funeral before screwing up a big drug bust. Hayata and his stressed-out glory sends them on vacation, and Hines and Crystal fall in love with Key West, Florida, and plan to open up a bar with a little inheritance money. A 30-day quitting notice, more klutzy police work, and the fall of a big drug kingpin played by Jimmy Smits follows. I picked this movie because I liked the sound on the soundtrack, Sweet Freedom by Michael McDonald. I thought this movie was okay as far as action comedies go, but wackier ones were to follow. Day 14's theme was Kung Fu, and I chose Fist of Fury. Now, the original plan was The Big Boss, but yeah, I was having some streaming issues. But either way, I wanted to see a Bruce Lee movie. I opted for Fist of Fury, and I was glad that I did. Lee stars as a talented student of a school where the headmaster passed away. He comes to find out who killed him and takes vengeance on the killers as well as members of a rival school. Lee's classmates and fiancé are faced with police action for these crimes, and Lee sets out to clear himself and the rest of the school. The fight scenes were beautifully choreographed, and I like this movie a lot. Day 15's theme was sequels, and I chose The Two Jakes. This takes place years after the noir film Chinatown. Jack Nicholson plays the same wizened private detective, specializing in divorce cases and finding proof of infidelity. This particular bit of evidence led to a murder, and convoluted plots, run-ins with the police who didn't want Nicholson stepping on toes or poking around. I lost interest around halfway through as there were too many schemes and too many conflicts. Day 16's theme was canon, and I chose Dangerously Close. Now this theme focused on the Canon Films distribution company. I'm a little surprised and disappointed that I never picked up on some of these movies before. While Dangerously Close, as well as a few titles in their library, have the feel of made-for-TV after-school specials in filming and story, they are still a fun watch, and more importantly, there's a good soundtrack. Dangerously Close featured songs from Depeche Mode, The Smithereens, and TSOL. The punk vibe carried into the story, which focuses on a clique of upper-class, jock asshole boys at a magnet school. They form a squad of vigilantes to take out, quote-unquote, undesirable and troublesome students, be they punk or not white, in the name of cracking down on theft. The movie starts with a metalhead being chased by black-clad figures in the woods at night, only to be tied up and shot with a paintball gun after this high school presentation of the most dangerous game. This guy wasn't the only student to be chased in such a manner, and the point was to get such students to transfer out. However, this guy ends up murdered, and the editor of the school paper, meant to be recruited into this group of sentinels due to his position being useful, finds himself investigating and finding out that his new friends do some pretty awful things in between drinking at exclusive clubs and assaulting their girlfriends in various ways. Yeah, this gets pretty dark. The punk guy mock goose-stepping behind them to express this white right-wing fuckery was pretty dead on. 10 out of 10, we'll watch again, even with the stupid surprise twist. Day 17's theme focused on Fulci, and I chose City of the Living Dead. Now, June 17th marked the birthdays of both Jello Biafra of the Dead Kennedys, Guantanamo School of Medicine, among other projects, as well as director Lucio Fulci, known for many a zombie or supernatural movie. City of the Living Dead focuses on a reporter and a psychic who try to close the gates of hell after a horde of the dead rise from their graves. It was cheesy, with decent gore effects. Day 18 was a free space, and I chose Twin Peaks: Fire Walk With Me. Twin Peaks is one of my favorite TV series. Most that I know either love or hate it for being too weird and surreal. I am in the love category, and Day 18 was a free space dealer's choice, and as far as movies go, I chose the companion movie, which begins with the murder of a young girl and the weird ensuing investigation that leads to the supernatural disappearance of one FBI agent and the equally odd reappearance of another one before he goes off to another plane. The story then cuts to the last week in the life of the TV show's titular character, Laura Palmer, and her drug-fueled, disturbing visions and actions before her brutal murder within the small town of Twin Peaks, Washington. Now, this movie does go all over the place, but as a fan that knows the TV show well, I enjoyed this immensely. Day 19's theme was Jackie Chan. I chose City Hunter. Talk about your screwball action comedies. I told you something wackier was coming. Jackie Chan was the theme of Day 19, and City Hunter follows the slapstick mishaps of Chan as a sex-crazed private investigator with his pretty partner, who's interested in him, but he doesn't return her affection, being too busy chasing every pretty girl he sees. He's hired to find the delinquent daughter of a top-tier executive, and after some bungling, more slapstick, great choreographed fighting, he, his partner, Two pretty cops and the daughter find themselves on a cruise ship with even more pretty vacationers and a group of terrorists. More antics follow, and the plot is thwarted, but the best part of this movie are the fight sequences, and one scene in particular where one of the villains and Chan are in what looks to be an arcade where they turn into Street Fighter characters, and the villain being Ken. This was complete with their fight moves and special powers. I have to say, Jackie Chan made a pretty good Chun-Li. I'll also note that that scene made a better Street Fighter movie than the one put out in 1994. Day 20 is musicals. I chose South Park, bigger, longer, and uncut. Yeah, I feel I cheated, but still. I mentioned this in my previous Junesploitation episode. I am not a big fan of musicals. However, like with many genres, there are some good ones. In this case, I went to my DVD collection and the South Park movie, another companion film to a TV series that I like a lot. Now, most South Park fans remember songs like Blame Canada and the themes of parents going too far with censorship after their kids watch a popular movie containing too many cuss words for even precocious children. But it's one of those movies where you find a few new things to laugh at every time you watch, and it's a fun send-up of musicals with genuinely good songs. And thus ends part two. If you'd like more content from me, you can check out my blog at www.badmoviebunnies.com and on Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch as Bad Movie Bunnies. Until then, I look forward to the rest of the month and tune in for part three. And feel free to check out part one as well as my other episodes. Thanks for listening. Bye.